Revelation chapter 2. To the angel of the Ephesian church write, These things says he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. I know your works, and your labor, and your endurance, and that you cannot bear those who are evil, and that you did test those who proclaim themselves to be apostles, but are not, and did find them liars, and that you have borne much, and have endured, and for my name's sake have labored, and have not grown weary. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Therefore, remember from where you have fallen, and repent, and do the first works. For if you do not, I will come to you quickly, and I will remove your lampstand out of its place, unless you repent. But this you have, that you hate the works of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. The one who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who overcomes, I will give the right to eat of the tree of life that is in the midst of the paradise of God. And to the angel of the church of the Smyrnans write, These things says the first and the last, who was dead but is alive. I know your works and tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. And the blasphemy of those who declare themselves to be Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not fear any of the things that you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. The one who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. The one who overcomes shall not be hurt of the second death. And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, These things says he who has the sharp two-edged sword, I know your works, and where you dwell, where the throne of Satan is. But you are holding fast my name, and did not deny my faith, even in the days in which Antipas was my faithful witness, who was killed among you, where Satan dwells. But I have a few things against you, because you have there those who hold the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit fornication. Moreover, you also have those who hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Repent, for if you do not repent, I will come to you quickly and will make war against them with the sword of my mouth. The one who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who overcomes, I will give the right to eat of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written, which no one knows except the one who receives it. And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write, These things says the Son of God, he who has eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know your works, and love, and service, and faith, and your endurance, and your works, and the last are more than the first. But I have a few things against you, because you allow the woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants into committing fornication and eating things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her time to repent of her fornication, but she did not repent. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their works. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he who searches the reins and hearts, and I will give to each of you according to your works. But to you I say, and to the rest who are in Thyatira, as many as do not have this doctrine, and who have not known the depth of Satan as they speak, I will not cast upon you any other burden, but hold fast what you have until I come. And to the one who overcomes and keeps my works unto the end, I will give authority over the nations. And he shall shepherd them with an iron rod, as vessels of pottery are broken in pieces, as I have also received from my Father. And I will give him the morning star. The one who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.